This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the farm.
Let's take a trip to the farm.
Not to go very far. I don't have to go very far. We'll walk out the door and I'm here. This is a radio program and a podcast aimed at helping people who are the basic backbone of America, in my estimation. I don't say that because I'm a family farmer. I say it because that's how I grew up. That's what gave me my value system and taught me so much about life. And I wish there was more of it around instead of less of it today. But at any rate, I'm here to try, not single-handedly, but certainly I'm one of the few people that is focused on, in a public way like this, saving the American family farm. The show is called The American Family Farmer. You can find our podcasts at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com every week. Go through what the content is this week, as it changes every week. I have news in the focus. Then we're going to meet a lady who runs a very interesting sort of planting reality. I guess that's how I describe it. And is very into the education of people who are becoming the new organic farmers. So we'll meet her in a matter of moments. Certainly, this is not your father's growing season. Our news this week is on the... It's not... We have no drought. We have too much rain this year. You know, the farmer puts up with this stuff. Sometimes there's not enough rain. Sometimes there's too much rain. In this circumstance, this year, a lot of farmers all over the country, no matter where you are, we on my farm were almost 2 months behind getting our haying started because the spigot didn't get turned off. And now we have dry conditions, although it seems every other day we have to worry about thunderstorms, thunder showers, so not great for haying, that's for sure. And so with these challenges, there have been some unusual things that have grown, perhaps on your farm. This has always been, and it happens during haying season, if you don't get to the fields fast enough in some locations, you get a ragweed, you get other sort of objectionable material that isn't of any, that has no digestibility, no fiber, it's just lousy stuff. And one of the things that has come up this year is a new kind of weed, or at least for me anyway. The news focusing on what to do with extremely large, I believe it's called Maristol. I think M-A-R-E-S-T-A-I-L. Maristol, Maristol. It's taking over a lot of farm fields because as we go from wetness to dryness, people are trying to figure out what in the world is this new this is a 50-inch tall weed. 5 feet tall in some fields. I have some of it around here, and I'm wondering what the heck to do. So I found some research after just Googling, can you kill a Maristol, a 50-inch weed? That's basically what I had to define and didn't know what it was until I looked it up. And so now, what do? Do we spray it? No, I don't spray because I just don't put chemicals on my soil and on my land. So what do you do to get rid of them? University of Missouri Extension specialist says that the weed is a result of all the wetness and the drowning of grasses that aren't tough enough to withstand all of the weather variables. And along comes this thing that's 50. It's gross looking. It almost looks like a flower. So the weeds come as a result of not being able to get on the fields to plant them, and then spraying them for some people is not desirable. So what do you do? The treatment options. There is a research farm that's tackled this sort of thing, and what they're doing is basically burning down the field. This is also, this weed, Marisdale, is known as horse weed. And so what they decided to do is, okay, we're going to, and I remember, I think I advocated this, and people have done it for a long time. The old timers get it. The younger kids are going back to, because they don't want to use chemicals either. Roundup replaced burning weeds. But I remember when I was a kid, the cultivator had, we do four rows, and each one of the tongs on the cultivator had a Bunsen burner on it. So you'd light it up, you'd cultivate with the cultivator in the ground about 4 inches, and the Bunsen burner would be on, flames throwing from the Bunsen burner, and burn the weeds. So what weeds were left didn't get destroyed or overturned by the cultivator, were burned. And so that's what they basically have modified that whole thing. They, again, if you don't want Roundup or Power Max or Enlist on your land, that you can mix all that stuff up, like 30% of this and that, and you can, perhaps have an impact on it. You can get rid of it, but it doesn't do the soil any good. What does do the soil good is to burn, and this goes for, how many times have you seen, I guess I make California as a reference, when they have all those fires on the side of the hill when it gets so dry in California and elsewhere. We've had lots of fires the last 4 or 5 years, and the foliage that comes as a result of burning off all the old stuff is really quite beautiful and quite healthy. It's a horrible way to get there, but that's what's going on here. If you don't want to spray, you burn the stuff. There's an herbicide that you can get that is not cheap. It will essentially kind of burn this stuff as well. It doesn't affect the soil, but it's not a flame burn. It's a burn, burning. It's a, like when you maybe burn your skin using, if you have come too close to chemicals and that sort of thing. Well, that's what this does. It's a negative, it's a false positive negative impact. It's like a neutral impact on the soil. Doesn't help it, doesn't hurt it. But if you burn the weeds off, then that does allow burn, and I'm talking about burning with a flame, that allows the field to recover, and there's an organic influence to it. It's good for the soil. So if you got a lot of weeds as a result of the wetness, I certainly have. And sometimes what I do with mine, frankly, there are a couple of approaches. Getting on the fields early enough, if you can, usually eliminates the ragweed because you mow it before it gets started. And the decent hay that's on the field, comes back in second crop. Or I'm actually, I mow the stuff and bale it as baleage and feed it to the young stock. Weeds and all. Weeds, grasses, when you mow it and then get it down to 70% moisture and then you bale it and wrap it, it cooks in its own juices and it's really quite good, frankly. It smells good, the cows like it. It's not great for producing, you wouldn't want to give it to your dairy cattle and expect them to produce any more milk, but it is something that they can hold on to and grow with. So, that's my overview of a situation that is very much newsworthy on the farm. What do you do with all these weeds? In a moment, we'll find out what Christine DeJesus does with weeds on her farm. This is the American Family Farmer with a reminder about an opportunity that is really very helpful for farmers. This is just sort of taking off. If you got a lot of stuff around your farm, this past weekend I had a farm sale. You go to my website, eastleyfarm.com, you'll see the pictures of the website. We had people coming in. There were 30, 40 different folks that were there selling all kinds of things, and I was motivated to do it because I wanted to get rid of a lot of stuff that I had behind the barn, in the barn, in front of the barn. And what's left now, I'm going to donate to this charity that takes old equipment, takes old cars, trucks, motorcycles, boats, trailers. Call 888-342-GIVE and get rid of anything you have that can be construed. It's mostly metal and what the value of metal is. It's a tax deduction. You call 888-342-GIVE. Or you can go online to AmericanFamilyFarmershow.com and complete the form online, AmericanFamilyFarmershow.com. You'll see it there to give so that you can help farming. That's what this is. It's all about helping farmers and farming. This is very important. It's a good way for you to, it doesn't cost you any money. As a matter of fact, they'll send a truck right there to your home, to your farm, pick up the equipment and dispose of it. And whatever money they get gets credited to you, but it goes to helping save the American family farm. So call 888-342-GIVE, or you can go to AmericanFamilyFarmershow.com, fill out the form, and get rid of the old junk equipment around, trucks, motorcycles, boats, trailers. It's really kind of a cool thing. Donation qualifying for tax deduction. Again, donate your old equipment to help family farming in America. Call 888-342-GIVE or fill out the form on AmericanFamilyFarmershow.com.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
The American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, welcoming Christine DeJesus to the program. She has a very interesting background and is interested in Facebook location is at Pint Size Farm. The website, GreatLakesBrewing.com, Galenus.net. Organics. Why organics for you? What tipped it in the organic direction for you, Christine?
Good morning, Doug. Hi, and thanks for having me.
Sure.
So what tipped me in the organic direction was generally my lifestyle. I had been consuming organic food for a period of time before I got into agriculture. I actually went to school for English, and so I did not have an agricultural background in college. And quickly after graduating with a master's degree in poetry, I realized that wasn't exactly going to put food on the table for me. So I had a variety of part-time jobs as I was raising my daughter at the time. And I began, I was a vegetarian for about 15 years. I am no longer now at the current time. But I was very interested in organic food. There was some organic grocery stores, the Mustard Seed Market, my favorite, which opened up in the Cleveland area around that time as well. And I just became very interested in organic agriculture after being exposed to all the variety of organic food that was becoming available at the time. And I began working at a small, well, it was a small, now it's one of the largest breweries in the United States at Great Lakes Brewing Company. I believe it's now the 21st largest brewery in America. And they opened in the late 80s. I began working for them in the early 2000 range. And go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I think one of the things that is cool about this is that as you've gone through your direction, you ended up working for a brewery, and that in itself is a good story. Hold on, we'll tell a lot more of your story and make it an inspiration. We're here to help people with ideas to keep their American family farm going and growing. Christine DeJesus is with me. Doug Steffen, 21 After on the American Family Farmer.
Hot hikers, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Moving forward, the American family farmer Doug Steffen here with Christine DeJesus, who has quite an interesting story, working now with a brewery. So what does that do for someone? You were you're basically working for one person. You don't have a large group. You don't have a large following. You're basically growing now for one restaurant, or is it not a restaurant, but a brewing company, right? Is that how this all...
So it has a very large-scale restaurant. It's a pretty high-volume brew pub. So it's actually been a really interesting and a very excellent arrangement in the sense that I only have to supply to this one business, of course, so I don't have to worry about going to farmers markets or supplying to many different restaurants or selling to the public. I rather have a dedicated buyer for all of the food.
So, all right, so but how did it, let me stop you there. How did it come about that you were producing something? Which, did they come to you and say, we need you to grow us? Because a lot of these local breweries are looking for local farmers now to grow hops and things that will support. With, you know, I've had people come to me. I'm trying to grow hemp, but I think this would be a good second choice because it's good for the soil, good for a lot of different things. But anyway, I want to know how the connection came about.
And I'm glad you brought that up because I'm extremely interested in hemp as well. I'm actually working in cannabis cultivation as well now at a organic cannabis producer in Akron, Ohio.
So am I.
Still managing Pine Bay Farm.
I'm working on that. I have a cannabis grow I'm going to do on my farm and get farmers to grow hemp so that we can process it here. So, yeah, we have a lot in common. Let's go back to
hemp is something I've also approached Great Lakes with regarding packaging material. So this is something that's a very current topic of conversation with the brewery as well.
Yeah.
So, to go back to how it all started. So basically the owner of Great Lakes Brewing traveled quite extensively and he spent some time in Berkeley, California, and he visited Alice Waters' Chez Panisse. And when he was there, he explored next door the Edible Schoolyard, which is a small small scale, basically a large garden that supplies the restaurant. And he was very intrigued not only with how that, having that garden directly next to the restaurant made available this very fresh and diverse amount of food, but also how the staff of the restaurant was able to learn about the growing processes by visiting the garden. So that was kind of what inspired him to create Pine Size Farm. And I just happened to be in the right place at the right time, because I was actually working behind the bar, serving beer. Our brew pub was interested in using a lot more local food. I had a lot of produce kind of experience and knowledge, just being a vegetarian for a decade or so. And I also had grown up with a grandmother that had me in the backyard growing tomato plants all summer. So I had a little, had a green thumb. I had interest in the course that he was taking. And the owner suggested that I spend some time researching farming and that we try a few community garden plots to see how that would work in supplying the restaurant with just a few specific vegetables. So we got a community plot next, very close to the brewery, only a few blocks away. It was only like two 20 by 20 garden plots, basically.
Wow.
And the first summer I was like, what could I possibly grow that they could use in this restaurant that would even make a dent in what we did? And so I decided to grow heirloom tomatoes. And that kind of began what became now one of the main crops that we grow for the restaurant.
So there's
now
two
I'm growing
things
about
here.
350 plants.
There's
yes.
a brewery, and then there's the garden that is that supports just local. You're selling locally, but it's you're to the one restaurant. But I want to put the two together, the beer and the restaurant, as we continue here. 28 after on the American Family Farm.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. ProactiveMD.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. ProactiveMD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring to turn from green to that harvest honey.
Time for a continuation of our discussion how to help the American family farm. This program is mostly listened to by locavores or users of the products that we grow. The food family farm connection is very important to us here, to me, and to folks helping put this program together. I'm Doug Steffen, by the way, and we're joined this week by Christine DeJesus, who has a very interesting story. Her background your background is similar to mine. I went to college in Ohio and was an English and speech major. I taught English on the secondary level and the college level for 3 or 4 years. But I've always been on the farm. I grew up around cows. I don't have the experience that you have had as an organic grower, but I believe in the animal realities that I have are basically the same. You have the same value for animals as you do for what grows in the land. It all comes from the same source, in essence. And by the way, I don't believe, speaking of source, my spiritual philosophy is that there are no accidents. You got yourself into that restaurant, and they found you. And so the story is developing, for those who are just joining us. Ms. DeJesus was working in a restaurant, and then their desire to have their own local brew, I believe, is what came out of this, right? It's the putting the chicken and the egg first. The restaurant was first, and then they decided they wanted their own beer. Is that right?
So the brewery had been making several different beers for quite a while before I started farming. They were interested in growing some ingredients to make a special, what they called the grassroots ale, which was kind of a seasonal beer that incorporated some different locally grown herbs. So that was one motivation. But the primary motivation was really to reduce the amount of food that was being purchased from, you know, out much farther away.
Outsourced.
So particularly particularly tomatoes was one major issue where the owner noticed that they were purchasing tomatoes from Mexico in the middle of summer. He was growing tomatoes at home, and he was just really puzzled as to why we were spending all this, you know, travel, raising our carbon footprint, basically, to purchase tomatoes when they tasted better when they were homegrown.
Yeah,
and
right.
So we basically tried to kind of come up with something that would work both for the brewery, would work for the land, and would work for the farmer. And it's a pretty unique arrangement, actually, in having a dedicated farm that just supplies one restaurant, because it is really good for all three of those entities. It's very good for the brewery because, as I mentioned, it reduces the carbon footprint, but also the chefs have the ability to design a summer menu specifically around what grows well in that area, and they're ensured that the food is very, very fresh. You know, it's oftentimes picked that day and served that evening. Also, it was a way that we could bring the staff down for events. We had picnics at the farm. We've had beer tastings. We've had food and beer-paired meals at the farm. So we've also brought staff down for training as to how the plants grow. So it really connected the staff to the growing processes, and it was a very good talking point for servers when they would go to the table and explain the specials to say, oh, I was actually down at the farm today harvesting these vegetables. And then it was good for the land because it's a very polyculture style of farm. So it's only a half an acre. It's you know, almost a large garden more than a small farm.
Mm-hmm.
But I grow 30 different vegetables at least, as well as some small-scale hops, which go into some specialty ales. And then I grow all the pumpkins for the pumpkin ale each year. So I had the opportunity to grow all of these different crops, which then provided, you know, habitat for animals and beneficial insects, companion planting benefits, crop rotation benefits, and it really was just good for soil management, for the health of the soil, because I wasn't repeatedly growing the same crop over and over in the same area. And then lastly, it was good for myself, the farmer, because I had one dedicated buyer that was going to purchase everything. And regardless of how high or how low the yield was, I could communicate with the restaurant, hey, you know, I'm going to have an extra 100 pounds of heirloom tomatoes this week. Can you guys make an heirloom tomato pizza, or can you process some of these tomatoes into a sauce or into a salsa? And so this way I never had surpluses that went unpurchased. And if something failed, then that was just, you know, fluid enough that it could be changed in the menu so that there wasn't a problem and that no one lost money. It was a very closed loop, and the food all was being properly managed. So it really is a great model. I'm kind of surprised that more breweries and more local restaurants in the Cleveland area haven't picked up on it. This is our 13th year doing it, and it's provided almost 50% of all the produce that the restaurant uses for about 5 months a year. So it's a pretty substantial amount of food that's going there on a regular basis. And then I'm also able to bring back resources from the brewery. For example, I bring the spent grain. So each year I would generally bring 5 to 10 tons of spent grain down to the field in late fall, and I cheat compost that over the beds and allow that spent grain to break down. It would have a mulching effect, and then would just add a ton of fertility, you know, be feeding bacterial and fungal foods for the soil food web organisms. And any other products that would normally be a waste product of the brewery, I was able to kind of experiment with and see if in some way I could use them on the farm. Like the filter sheets were another example of that. So we were taking the actual cellulose sheets that are used to filter the beer after the beer has been filtered and bringing them down and using them for mulching materials. So there was a lot of ways to reuse what could be waste products at the brewery in a farm application as well. So
you know, it's
really
pretty
nice,
interesting
arrangement.
As you're telling your story about what you do with the hops and stuff, I'm thinking about what's being done here in New England with the same sort of idea, although it's not coming from the hop stock, I think you called it. There's a lot of seaweed that's being used as feed, and also in the same application, the end of the season, it's harvested, and there are other things that are coming from fresh water that are sort of the same thing that are pretty good. I have a big compost pile, and I've been mixing, I don't have seaweed here, but some of the stuff that comes out of local rivers and lakes and stuff that mixes in well. There are a lot of nitrogen nutrients and things that are really great at trying to accomplish what we, you and I and others, are trying to accomplish. I'm going to pause for a moment. I want you to tell us a story. You're involved in cannabis and hemp, and I want to get that perspective. I'm a great believer. I'm trying to do it myself in terms of actually saving the farm. Old dairy farmers, a lot of land not being used for corn anymore that ought to be in progressive states being used for salvation of the farm, but growing hemp can be much more profitable. It's just another commodity, but the states have got their head wrapped up in places that not very helpful in terms of understanding how easy it is to regulate if they feel like they have to regulate. They don't regulate corn, so why are they regulating hemp is my question. At any rate, we'll talk about that and how it fits into your plans and what you do there in your local situation. Doug Steffen with Mr. Jesus here on the American Family Farmer, 43 past the hour. If you're not sleeping well, farmers need to get a good night's rest. So if you're tossing and turning more than you are resting, if you're waking up in the morning feeling worse than you did before you went to bed, sounds like your mattress could use a transformation. Or maybe you need new pillows, or you need pillowcases, you need sheets. You need all kinds of things that you can find at one place. Stop at MyPillow.com. Their mattress topper is superb. They have mattresses now. You can procure from them. Everything they have at MyPillow.com is made in America in their plant in Minnesota. So you end up retooling your bed or all the beds in your house, probably even better. So everybody in the house is going to rest better. Start the day without being cranky. Start the day feeling more refreshed than ever before. Made right here in the USA. 100% machine washable and dryable cotton, 10-year warranty, 60-day guarantee. Whenever you buy from your experience at MyPillow.com, you can return it in 60 days, get your money back. Nobody else stands up like that. So, let's say, here's an example, 30% off two free standard MyPillows when you use the promo code DJV. It's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV, for discounts from 30 to 65%, depending on what you're buying. Get better sleep. Get better usage of the time while you're in the sack, right? You want to get a good night's sleep? MyPillow.com. Buy everything and get great discounts using the promo code DJV.
As more and more rural hospitals close their doors, access to air medical services is becoming a matter of life or death. In recent years, due to insurers paying significantly less, these services are at risk, and many patients have faced surprise medical bills. Legislation currently in front of Congress, which aims to eliminate surprise billing, would increase air medical base closures by forcing an insufficient and financially unsustainable median network rate reimbursement on providers. Seth Myers of Global Medical Response, the largest air medical service provider in the country.
In the middle of a crisis, patients shouldn't worry about whether their transport's covered by their insurance. Our objective has always been to keep the patient out of the middle. We're very willing to work with the insurers and the government on solutions to ensure access to these life-saving services is available to patients without the fear of a surprise bill.
For more information, visit www.globalmedicalresponse.com/protect-patients.
I was a pack-a-day smoker for 33 years. You could see the look in their eye, like they recognized the smell on you, and you just die a little inside because you knew you offended someone. Since I've switched to Juul, I don't even think twice about it. It's like a weight lifted off of you.
Stacy made the switch in 2016. To make the switch, visit JUUL.com. Juul Labs compensated this individual for the time and expenses in providing this testimonial. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
That's the American Family Farmer Show. I'm Doug Steffen with some focus on agriculture, animal agriculture. And those of us who are raising animals, those of us who are milking cows, whatever your animal, important to have a seat at the table, it seems to me. And there are a lot of discussions taking place this summer, a lot of ways to engage people who are in the business of farming with their customers, more now than ever before. I see this is becoming necessary because the retail market is drying up for commodities that are grown in a quality way, and people expecting to get cheap food and have quality at the same time doesn't work that way. It just doesn't work that way. And because of a lot of misinformation, this affects not just the farmers that are doing produce, but the misinformation about animal rights and some of the activists. Not every farm in America is mistreating the cows. As a matter of fact, more people than ever who are on the farm are very conscious of it. And what happens here is that people who have good intentions get involved in things that they really aren't educated, they're not equipped to understand. So when they kick the engagement portion of their brain, they're looking at things, their personal experiences, what they may see, but it's not accurate as to applying it to all farmers. And that's the frustration here. So the people who are growing animals the right way and treating animals the right way need a seat at the table with all these other people that are making a lot of noise so that we can understand, put our message out that most farmers, most dairymen, most cattle folks are not doing what they think we are doing or accuse us of doing. So make sure if there's any way you can get it, if there's a protest going on in your community or your state, get involved, get a seat at the table so you can speak your mind. The American Family Farmer, Doug Steffen here, exploring the world of Christine DeJesus and what goes on at the restaurant and the brewing company that she's working with. I made the mention of the fact that I am going to have a grow on my farm, and I'm also going to process hemp. I'm very frustrated here in Massachusetts because the leadership has made a mess out of the hemp thing. I wonder what you're doing in Ohio that could be an inspiration. And I want to talk about this in general because I think farmers need to know this is a viable option and it's becoming more pronounced in terms of opportunity every day. So what's your experience with that, Christine?
So that's very interesting that you're working toward hemp. Talking about hemp regulation, because it's something that is definitely on the table in Ohio right now. We have a hemp bill that already passed the Senate that is pending passage of the full legislature and looks like it's going to be signed by the governor into law very soon if it passes the House, which it is expected to do. And I've been very interested in both hemp and cannabis agriculture from the medical perspective, of course, with cannabis. I've known several patients that have benefited greatly from use of cannabis as a medicine. And then on the hemp side, I've just been really intrigued with hemp agriculture, not only because obviously the amount of money that can be made versus growing a lot of other commodity crops, but as hemp as biofuels, soil remediators, a producer of regenerative plant-based protein. It provides excellent habitat for insects and organisms, can replace plastics, and I'm really intrigued in relation to the brewery with hemp for use as packaging material. Obviously it's a regenerative packaging material that could replace six-pack holders, can replace cardboard and all of these other paper products that have very high either pesticide or chemical inputs in the manufacture of them. Hemp obviously requires much lower fertilizer inputs, so it can be very beneficial to what's happening with the Great Lakes and fertilizer runoff affecting our water quality. So I'm very intrigued in hemp agriculture as well. I actually did some contract work for a school here in Cleveland called the Cleveland School of Cannabis, and I wrote their horticulture curriculum last year based basically on Dr. Elaine Ingham's Soil Food Web teachings. It wasn't exactly cannabis specific, rather just regenerative agriculture specific. And I also then took a job very recently at the only organic cannabis cultivation facility in Ohio, which is called Galenus. It's located in Akron, Ohio, and I'm currently assistant director of cultivation for Galenus, and we are the only facility growing medical cannabis in living soil 100% organically. So I'm really interested in where the organic movement meets the cannabis production realm, because it's been something that's, you know, not really been done organically through the past few years, specifically because the focus has been so much on, you know, cashing in basically on all the investments that have been put into the industry. But I think it's trending toward organics, and I really think we're going to see a great burst of growth in organic cannabis production as well as in organic hemp production. I think it'd be very beneficial for the ecosystems and the people as a whole.
Christine, thanks for being here on the American Family Farmer.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome to the farm. You can roll your windows down.
All right, a couple of things going on here that I want to comment on. First, a reminder of our American Family Farmer Show podcast. Different material every week. It begins with conversation from this program and goes off in different directions, but it's compressed so that you listen for a short period of time, get a lot of information. Farming and ranching, obviously, is our focus here. The current podcast that's up at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, we learned the Delaware State Land Preservation Fund's helping save family farms there. Also met Rowan Atwood, who is the Director of Global Sustainable Business for Lee Jeans and Wrangler. He spent a lot of time talking about Wrangler jeans with an eye toward sort of the in-house way they're growing their cotton, the footwear, the sustainability in their apparel. I think it's really a pretty interesting project that he's doing, leading teams into a sort of corporate sustainability in this area, finding American growers for American cotton, for American jeans made by Wrangler. So a lot of sustainability conversation, local farmers creating locally sourced cotton for denim, and then, of course, they use the Wrangler product on the farm. And at any rate, it was a good conversation. I think you'll enjoy it. Very tight. Farm aid, we're talking about farm aid now once again. It's that time of year. So that's summarized as well on the current podcast that you'll find the new one and a refreshed one every week at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. In a moment, I talk about the EPA and their latest, how do I put it? I don't even be positive about this. The foolishness at the EPA after this.
United States Navy veteran Jack Holder talks about the first strike on Pearl Harbor.
After the first wave hit, we had construction crews. The Oklahoma, battleship Oklahoma had turned turtle up. The keel of the ship was up. We had construction crews out there on the bottom of the ship, cutting holes in the bottom of the ship, rescuing seamen trapped inside.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
You'll do it right to spend less on the things you need to update and organize your home. Lowe's is here to help you save every day. Plus, bonus savings this week. Upgrade to a newer, more stylish ceiling fan and save with up to 20% off select Harbor Breeze ceiling fans. Reclaim your space with 18-gallon totes, now just $4.98 each, and available in four colors, coral, turquoise, green, and gray. Whatever's on your to-do list, today and every day, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 7/24, U.S. only.
All right, so the EPA is at it again. You know, I have anyone listens to this program for any length of time. No, I have very little use for the government. Basically, they have ruined between the various departments, EPA, Department of Agriculture, the Food and Drug Administration. Anyway, the latest faux pas comes from the EPA, now allowing farmers to resume broad use of a pesticide that kills bees. The beekeepers are upset, incensed, in fact, about this, but they don't, in Washington, seem to give a damn. The private chemical industry has gone to the EPA and convinced them that this is not going to do harm to bees and wildlife, whereas all the scientific evidence from, and I'm not a great believer in science for science's sake, because science is always disproving itself, but in this circumstance, this is a pesticide made by a division of Dow DuPont, honeybees pollinating billions of dollars of fruit crops here in our country. But these bees are being this spray kills the pesticide kills parasites and other things that need to be addressed, but it also kills the bees and their ability to pollinate. Beekeepers lost 38% of their bee colonies last winter alone. The federal appeals court ordered the EPA to withdraw approval of this stuff a couple of years ago, but then there was a lawsuit brought by other entities. This has been in court for 3 years, and it's now been resolved with the EPA saying it's okay to use this stuff, and it really isn't. We need bees. All of us need bees to sustain the honeybee colonies. We've heard these stories. Even if you're not on the farm, you've heard the stories of what's been happening. Other administration decisions upheld market use of weed-killing stuff from Monsanto, and it's just not good. It isn't. It's not good. It's not healthy. And so those of us who have concerns and maybe some consciousness need to be louder in our protestations, because this group is not friendly to the American family farmer as we thought they would be. 59 past the hour, you're listening to the American Family Farmer Show podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.